Hello and welcome to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Thanks for clicking on this message. Brother Freedom is here and we're going to trust the Lord to pour some good news from God's Word by the power of the Holy Spirit out of Brother Freedom and across the internet to you. God knows your need and we just pray that you'll listen carefully and ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to open your hearing because if the Holy Spirit doesn't help you, you can't get anything from this. Only the Holy Spirit can help us. He's the one that brings revelation, and He's going to be helping Brother Freedom. Father, we thank You for touching Brother Freedom this wonderful day. We thank You for guiding him to the right scriptures. We thank You for putting the right words in his mouth. We thank You for taking over, because when You take over, everything goes wonderful. We thank You. We love You, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We give You this living room in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we just love You, and we thank You for this good day. We thank You for all things that You prepare for us and give to us, and You bless us so much, Lord. You guide our steps. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Lord, we're so grateful for You this day. We're so thankful. We're so pleased what You've done. And Lord, help us to respond that we love You. We praise You. Your word declares, I will bless the Lord at all times. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast the Lord. The humble shall fear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He delivered me, and He heard my cry. Lord, I thank You for that You're real. I thank You for Your faithfulness. I thank that Your eyes are over the righteous. Your ears are over their cries. And I thank You that Your eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Yourself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward You. Father, this day we look to the people that their hearts is made perfect to You. We will pray that You'll bless them in a mighty way. We pray that You'll uplift them, uphold them. Father, give them a new vision, a new direction. Your word says, without a vision, your people will perish. Lord, I pray for Your people will have a vision this day that You're coming back through the clouds of glory, and You're coming for a people, a peculiar people, a zealous people, a holy people that's prepared. People that's looking for that great and mighty day, and they're the ones that's going to make heaven. The Bible says He's coming for those that's looking for His coming. And Father, I believe it, and I believe it's very soon. It's coming right on schedule, and I know it's coming for those that's looking for His coming. Father, we just pray that You uplift these, encourage them this day in a mighty way, guide them, direct them, help them be overcomers, help them walk in Your wisdom and Your knowledge. We thank You, and thank You again for Jesus. We thank You for the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank You that You're real. We thank You for Your healing power, all the wonderful things that You do, and we thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Good afternoon, and I got a little on my heart today that I'd like to speak to you about. I'm going to read the fifth chapter of James, and I'm just going to read it as it is. It says, go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Well, that's pretty direct, isn't it? Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. You know, it's appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. The Bible says we're to take time to be holy. That means we're to take time and consider what's going on around about us. Do I really want to have eternal life, or do I want to do like a lot of people, just live in a place of guessing and living around? And if I get it that day, everything's all gone. But I truly believe that God made us for this day. It's not by accident that we're here today. Our steps are ordered by Him, and He is calling His people to become forth as a product of Him. He made us in His image, in His likeness. And He wants us to be that overcomer that through life expectancy as it goes down and where we come to the close of our life, that we'll realize that we've lived in the right direction. What a comfort that's going to be. Oh, when that great and final day you say, Lord, I thank You. I thank You that You called me to live in holiness. I thank You that You give me that insight that it's better to serve You than mammon. It's better to call upon You than the riches. It's better to seek Thy face than all the the riches of this world. And Lord, I thank you for that could be in us, instilled such a depth. And Father, for those in that dedication, I truly believe that's the ones in that degree you're coming after you. That's the ones who have that in their heart. They have a dedication there. They have an expectancy that you're coming through the clouds of glory. And they're waiting. They're looking. And they're preparing for that great day that's coming very soon. I just pray that the hearts of people will be made ready. It says your riches are corrupted. And your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver, the rust of it, shall be as a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasures together for the last days. And truly that's a really picture of what mankind is. Those that don't know Jesus, they've really, their process of life, they don't know the Savior, and they're trusting in what they have. They're trusting in the livelihood that they've lived for. But you know, even if it went to the best, it's only for a short term. I'm soon going to be my 75th birthday. And it seems very short. But what if I lived 150 and didn't have Jesus? 75 years more that I would have this earth. But I've advanced one day, it will eventually caught up with me that I'm going to have to contend and come into what I'm going to be in the eternity. So when we live in the conditions and willfully living in the fleshly area, the riches, the pleasures, the element that has good things, that we live for pleasure, we live for the allurement, we live for the what we're going to get out of things, but those things can leave us very shortly. And those things can exhaust it from you, and you won't have them no longer. You can have a stroke like I had a stroke, and that's the end of it. You know, it's all over with. You're finding yourself laying on the ground. You can't move. You can't talk. It's all over with. God touched me. It wasn't luck. It was God. But if it hadn't been for that, I would have been a vegetable right now, or maybe in the ground. God has our days numbered. And while we're here, we need to take heed the things that we've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. That's why this message in churches, what they've called to do is tell this message out to the sinful world and to get the message to them that they might receive Jesus. After they get it actually engrafted in God's Spirit, God takes them over from that time on, and then they're no longer baby Christians. They do great and mighty works. The church has a big job, but it needs to let go of its people. Its people are not there to give them a checkbook. They're there to help them to support that more people will hear that special message that Jesus is coming. They need the Savior. But the people that are saved need to come into that place of holiness, because from then on, they're needed to prepare for what their livelihood is going to be upon this earth. It's not going to be as man directs you, because Jesus said we will seek him first, his kingdom, and how can we serve the rest of our days in our church board when what we need to be is seeking God for our very heart, our very direction. God's proved to me it's available, and I've lived for quite a few years that God has been the center of my life, and I believe that he can be the center of yours this every day of your life till he comes. Yes, churches are needed. That they're to bring salvation. They're to bring the good news. And there's certain people that are called for that ministry. But they're not the same calling that comes on the people that have to receive. Then there needs to be other ones. We'll let them grow in the admonition and the nature of the Lord. That they will walk in God's mighty hand and in his umbrella under his leadership that only he can give you. So we've really missed the mark. So what it's done, because the way we've handled it wrongfully, we don't have the great calling on the unsaved. The unsaved are out there laughing at us. They say, you haven't got nothing more than we got. That's right. That's right. And I've been around the unsaved. They're a little bit more open to me than Christians are. They're looking for the real thing. A lot of the unsaved are out there looking for something that's going to be miraculous. I know this is true because I've had deals with people. They want to know what is real. In the church world, we've so hypnotized God's people that they cannot actually seek God in any direction very much. Or most of the leaders said that they're in disobedience. They're unmanageable. And pretty soon they put names on them and they don't want them in their churches. They're rebellious. They're whatever. But God wants us also to realize that He can handle us. We can grow to His maturity. If you work it right, you can all work together in the same place. You can have revivals for the unsaved, and also you can keep revived by the Spirit of God daily, seeing God call upon Him and having a witness in your heart that He is real. That you can have not a bad taste in your mouth, but you can have a glorious taste and see that God is good. You'll have that holy taste, that taste of heaven, that taste, that peace, like a mighty river that comes in your heart. It'll uphold you, uplift you, it'll encourage you. You know, I've seen a lot of people saved, and I've probably seen more people receive Jesus than probably many of you pastors out there have ever thought about. But I taught them right off the bat. When they got saved, they needed to seek God. They needed to seek Him, and they could make it if I wasn't even there. Many of those people have launched out and kept going on because they had the right knowing that they didn't have to have me there to keep them suited up for the Lord. I could help them once in a while, but I didn't have to be there and stunt their growth where they could not seek the Lord. They didn't need to seek me either. They just needed that little help, and that's done through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the director. He makes you to walk in such a place. He can help you to call upon the unsaved and work with them. And when you get done with them, He can also call upon you, tell you what to do with the saints, to uplift them. The Bible said the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, that we might come into perfection. The saints of God needs to come into perfection. They don't need to drag around. They don't have to be stumbling because they're not knowing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We need to get the Spirit of God alive. And in your hearts, you God's people, you need to be alive, seeking God forevermore, having that witness within you. It'll help you. That will bless you. That'll encourage you. You need to seek God. Let the Spirit of God come into you. God will help you. God will be by your side. You'll not do things out of context. You'll be led by the Spirit. Those that are led by the Spirit will be moved upon by God's mighty Spirit. And God can keep you. He will keep you. He will make your face to shine brightly. You'll be a witness wherever you go. You'll have the power of God. You'll have God's visitation. You'll have the glory of God come upon you in a mighty way. I'm going to read a little farther here. It says, "Behold, the hire of the laborers will reap down fields which you have kept back and fraud of the earth, cries to them which you have reaped and entered into the ears of them the Sabbath." These are talking about all these things that we've reaped in without the Spirit of God. You can go out here and bake you up a... I hear pastors or people, I'm not picking on pastors, but, you know, get a baseball team. That'll get the Word of God. No, it's not the Word of God. Baseball teams, I played baseball, I know what it is. It takes the Spirit of God to have that challenge of God's within us. He can help us to be that. Whatever we do, we can be good. And God expects us to be good. And we can be a proper person. We can walk in His direction, in His calling. And we can walk in His anointing. Where His anointing is, there is power. We need the anointing of God. And that anointing is the thing from God that He helps us to service us while we're here upon earth. We can be servants of His praise. We can be servants by justified by His love. We can walk in His blessings. We can walk in His faithfulness. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. His eyes are over the righteous and His ears open to the Christ. And we need to have that special time with God daily. We're seeking. Bible says, seek Him while he may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. You know, I took a long time seeking God. But I believe today we need to seek God more and more as ever in such a degree as we've never been before. We need to seek God, the place that He's coming back soon to the clouds of glory. Many people are not even looking for that day. They're not even looking that He's coming back soon. He's coming soon. The weather shows it. The earth shows it. There's parts in the Bible that talks about the roots will actually dry up. Another, well, they'll mud up. They'll actually drown out. And that's what's happening right now in this land. We're having, the fields are drowning, and then the next field, it's starving out for water. This is the opposite of what it should be. You know, I feel this, the Spirit of God wants us so led here today that I'm having a little trouble talking, but God wants you to be developed in His power. He wants you to walk in His wisdom, in His counsel. This weather, we're to see what's taking place. This earth is crying out. It cries out and says, the rocks will even, the Word of God says the rocks will even cry out. That world is crying out. The Lord Jesus is coming soon. And with this world, we're not prepared. We're not ready that if Jesus come. We're like that. Fifth chapter, James, that first verse. We have lived deliciously. We've lived in our own senses. We've lived in our own calling. We live in our disobedience. We've lived not faithful to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We've lived to our own ways. We've lived for ourselves. We've lived in selfishness. We've lived in the things of our own that we want to promote our own way. We want to promote, and that's what churches have done. They're promoting their own thing. But we need to promote God's here this last hour to promote us through the Spirit of God. He wants us to be alive. He wants us to have a real encounter. He wants us to have a real blessing. He wants us be empowered by the Spirit of God, anointed on high, that we'll have the benefits of God's power, that we'll no longer be a castaway, but we will be the leaders. We'll be those that can walk upright before God. We can have His power, His anointing. We can have that overflow of God's blessing upon us. You can live in His power and His overpowering blessing upon you. It's when you cry out that God hears you. He makes His face shine upon you, and He will bless you. He will encourage you. He'll uplift you. But many people, they're all so selfish. This God's church, this God's, we've been so selfish. We want our own identification. But it's God. It's Him that has made us. And He is our image. He is the one that has made us. And we need to cooperate with Him for what time we have, that we might be vessels of praise, vessels of honor, vessels that come forth. And the Apostle Paul talked about that vessel having the hand of God upon them. We need that mightily. Vessels of praise. There's vessels of honor. There's vessels of wood. There's vessels of gold. There's vessels of silver. There's all different qualities of vessels. But that's us as we start growing in the Lord, that we'll grow to a place that the pathway of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. We have not gone in the pathway of the just. We're in the pathway of man, and we pathway down here, and pretty soon we're all sliding down a river together. We're going down to where nowhere, and we need to have you on fire. God wants His church in this last hour. We're going somewhere because we're going to heaven. We're going to a place that's never been before, that we've never seen before, but we're waiting for that with expectancy that He's coming through the clouds of glory, and He's coming back to those redeemed. He's coming to those that have named the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will walk in His victory, in His call, and up to live in His mighty hand, His umbrella. They will walk in His calling. We can walk where He is, and there is liberty, there's power, there's blessings. And He will save you. He will forgive you. He'll uplift you. He'll encourage you. He'll do great and mighty things. God wants to touch you in a mighty way that you won't have to be like that first couple verses of James. It says, go now, rich man, and weep and howl. Boy, that's terrible. Can you imagine yourself at the end of time just howling? Saying, why was I ever born? Why didn't I wake up? Why did not I see this way back there? When I'm back there in year 07, why did not I wake up? Yeah, and you was talking to me, Lord. I seen these earthquakes. I seen these troubles all around. And I seen that people were in a man's state of worship. They have neglected the Spirit of God. They neglected that calling. They neglected that power. They neglected that one that can save them, to uplift them, to encourage them. But today we still have a chance. God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things. Come to me this day, and I will uphold you. I will uplift you, and I will make a way for thee. I will give thee a straight path, a straight direction. Come to me, and I will uplift thee, and I'll encourage thee, and I'll be a blessing to you. And you'll walk before me in my blessings. You'll walk according to my will. And I will give you that alliance. Now, if God be for you, who can be against you? And whoever greater is he that's within you, he that's within the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'll be your witness. I will walk beside you. And can two walk together unless they agree? I'll tell you that's what's wrong, says the Spirit of God today. Everybody is walking, saying different things. We need to walk in agreement with God. God has only word, one word, and his word is channeled through his mighty Spirit. It's the same. Whatever place you hear, he is the same. He walks mighty. He walks courageous, that we can have that liberty, that power, that anointing that'll shade you, that'll protect you. In this last hour, you'll be ready and be waiting expectancy to the coming of the Lord. You'll be ready. You know the time, and now it's high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of light. That's what we need to do. The Lord says we need that this day. We need to put off those things of darkness. We need to put on the whole armor of light that we can walk in his wisdom. God be for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's with us, he that's in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God's here to bless you mightily, encourage you this day. God's coming back soon. The clouds say he's coming soon. The stars show his coming. The weather shows his coming. The earth shows that there are places in the sea. The ice forms are melting. That's showing he's coming. He's coming soon. The Bible predicts that the earth will be hotter at that day. And that day is coming soon. It's here. You need to be prepared, because the Lord's coming could be today. You need to be ready. You need to seek for him. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man is stopped, and let him return to the Lord, to our God will he abundantly pardon. For as high as the earth are its ways, so is his ways higher than our ways, and his thoughts are our thoughts. He will keep those who will seek him in a mighty way. We lift your name in the mighty higher this day. If you need Jesus, call upon him, seek him, come close, he's available. Seek him this day forevermore. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We pray for this in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.